Let's take it from the top.
Neil nodded and took a sip of water. He'd been sitting on my couch, chugging glass after glass for around 5 minutes. He still looked haggard, clothes stained with sweat, and messenger bag tossed unceremoniously on the ground. He also looked less goth than the last time I'd seen him, clothed more in pastels and muted browns, with the exception of an onyx collar around his neck. It didn't go with the rest of his ensemble, but I suppose change doesn't happen overnight. One could consider me an excellent example of that very point.
I showed up at her place tonight, at 6. I go there every night for tutoring. Amy didn't answer when I banged on the door, though that's not so out of the ordinary. Sometimes she gets caught up in her work. Anyway, I went around to the back door she usually leaves open. The place was wrecked. Beakers and glasses knocked on the floor. Tables overturned. Just a general sense of catastrophe. I searched for her all through the house, yelling out her name, but I got nothing in response.
That sounds really scary.
Albert rested a hand on his friend's shoulder in support.
It was. And it got scarier the longer I couldn't find her. I didn't know what to do. I can't exactly call the cops to come snoop around a mage's home. God knows what they might set off. But then I remembered the girl that arrested me that night and how Albert said she hung out in Fred's apartment a lot of the time. It was the only thing I could think of, so I ran over here as fast as I could.
You look pretty wiped.
Yeah, it was 7 miles, and I've never been much of an athlete.
I feel your pain there. Living Fred had been far from what one might be inclined to describe as graceful.
Yeah, normally I'd make a snarky comment about vampires and cardio, but honestly, right now, I'm just hoping you guys can do something.
Look, Neil, I'm sorry about your mentor, but Crystal isn't here. The kid might have been all kinds of worked up and strung out. However, he was still a necromancer, and I was still a vampire. That's not the type of dynamic where you go pissing off the guy with magical powers.
She's the one with the training and experience at this sort of thing. I'm just an accountant.
You aren't just an accountant. You're a vampire. Your kind is supposed to be crazy powerful. There has to be something you can do.
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe I could try to get her scent or something.